This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An official of the militant Hamas group conditioned the release of hostages in Gaza to a ceasefire in Israel's bombardment of the Palestinian enclave, launched after a deadly rampage into southern Israel nearly 3 weeks ago. Israel says it's preparing a ground invasion, but has been urged by the U.S. and Arab countries to delay an operation that would multiply the number of civilian casualties in the densely populated coastal strip and might ignite a wider conflict. An opinion poll on Friday suggested almost half of Israelis now wanted to hold off on a ground invasion out of fears for at least 224 hostages reported to be held there. Russian media has said that an Iranian official has met with Hamas representatives in Moscow. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia's state news agency TASS reported that Iran's deputy foreign minister discussed a ceasefire and humanitarian issues with Hamas. Israel had slammed the Kremlin's decision to invite Hamas to Moscow. Moscow defended the decision as necessary to maintain contact with all parties. At the United Nations, Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, said,
Hamas is ready to release civilian prisoners.
He added that alongside Qatar and Turkey, Iran would play a part in the negotiations. The Moscow meeting highlights how Russia is trying to assert its role as a power broker in the Middle East conflict as it continues to wage war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of Jordanians took to the streets of downtown Amman on Friday in a show of support for Gaza. Protesters performed Friday prayer ahead of their demonstration. They later marched in downtown Amman, holding up banners and waving Jordanian and Palestinian flags. This is VOA News. The U.S. military carried out strikes against two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and its groups it backs, the Pentagon said on Thursday, in response to a spate of attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. As tensions soar over the Israel-Hamas conflict, U.S. and coalition troops have been attacked at least 19 times in Iraq and Syria by Iran-backed forces in the past week. A total of 21 of U.S. forces have suffered minor injuries. Sydney has 25 government-funded statues of Australia's early colonial leaders. Inscriptions are being reviewed to assess whether they should be changed to reflect Australia's colonization after the arrival of British settlers in 1788. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Some Aboriginal campaigners have said the memorials should be removed. In 2017, former Conservative Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull dismissed calls to change colonial-era monuments, saying it was a Stalinist exercise in rewriting history. Aboriginal leaders say that amending inscriptions on the statues should be part of a truth-telling and healing process, after Australians overwhelmingly rejected a referendum to recognise First Nations people in the Constitution on October 14. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
More than two dozen people were killed when Hurricane Otis barreled into the Mexican beach resort of Acapulco, according to the government on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Otis struck Mexico the day before as a Category 5 storm after intensifying unexpectedly quickly off the Pacific coast. It flooded buildings, smashed windows, and tore roofs and sidings of homes and hotels. It also cut communications and power, as well as road and air access across the city of nearly 900,000.
Esto es una mentira.
Survivors of the storm were struck with disbelief at the trail of destruction left behind. At a news briefing, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Otis was one of the most powerful storms to hit the country.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. Residents in parts of the U.S. northeastern state of Maine are being asked to stay in their homes as hundreds of police and FBI agents search intently for Robert Card, a U.S. Army reservist who authorities say fatally shot 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar. Wednesday's attack in the city of Lewiston was the worst mass killing in state history. The search was ongoing Friday with divers searching a river and dozens of other officers looking through buildings and searching other areas. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.